Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Grateful, thankful, and as always, blessed to be with you this morning as we move forward through the Word of God. And always, it is a great word. It is a great word this morning. We will be coming out of Micah. Woohoo! A new book, y'all. We are in a new book, and I am excited as always, because when we go to a new book, we get so much new information. And I love the Word of God. I can't say it enough. I love the Word of God. God's Word is true. It gets you through the day. It gets you through the night. It gets you through whatever you got to go through. All you have to do is go to the book. Go to the book. And there's only one, the book. And let's go to my little book, which is so cool. It gives you a word of God. Actually, yes, it gives you a word of God. And I forgot we actually started in Micah on Friday. But we're going to read it again because it's just that good. I'm just going to call it like it is. I want to get Micah chapter 4 is where we're coming from. But for those that were not with us on Friday, when we went to Micah, Micah in a 10 words or less, and it says this, Israel and Judah will suffer for their idolatry and injustice. And the author of Micah says, the word of the Lord that came to Micah, the Moserite, Micah either wrote the prophecies or dictated them to another. It happened in approximately 700 B.C., about 700 before Jesus. Micah chastised both the northern and southern Jewish nations for pursuing false gods and cheating the poor. The two nations will be devastated by invaders, the Assyrians, but God will preserve the remnant of Israel. He has showed thee, this is a quotable, he has showed thee, O man, what is good and what thou, the Lord, requires of thee, but to do justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with thy God. And we'll get to that on tomorrow, God willing. In unusual centuries before Jesus' birth, Micah predicted the town where it would occur. But thou, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, though thou be little amongst the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that is to be ruler in Israel. And that is Micah chapter 5, verse 2, which we will be reading today. So what? That's a so what for Micah. It says, Micah shows how God's judgment is tempered by mercy. Who is a God like unto thee that pardons iniquity and passes by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He retaineth not his anger forever because he delighteth in mercy. We are blessed that we have a Father that delighteth in mercy, who loves us enough to have mercy on us and to care about us. That he loves his children and his children love him. I love God, and I know that I know. Through my goofy, through my good, through my bad, through my downright ugly moments, he is always there, leading, guiding, and showing me, okay, daughter, you know that wasn't right. So how do you fix it? And he always shows me a way to fix whatever the situation is. Maybe because he's good like that. So I say today, don't forget God in everything that you do. Do it for the Lord, because I tell you something, you won't regret it. You won't regret it. Love the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. Guarantee he will direct your path. Because he sure has directed mine. So let's get into our word. We are in Micah chapter 4 this morning on this December 20th. And all I can say is it is cold outside. It's cold. It is really cold. Let me see what the temperature is because I keep losing my voice. 28 degrees outside this morning. So for all those that live in my area, bundle up today because it says that it feels like 20. So 28 degrees, feeling like 20, it's a big coat day. It's not a little jacket day. It's a big coat day. I don't know if our kids are still in school. I think they're in school till Wednesday. So I tell you, bundle up your children today. Don't let them go out without their coats on because it is cold. So let's get started, y'all. Father God in heaven, I thank you for this day that you have made, Lord God. I rejoice and I'm glad in it, for you gave us all a do-over. You gave us an opportunity, Lord, to be better today than we were yesterday, to do more today than we did yesterday, to love and honor you more than we did yesterday. Father God, I lift up bereaved families today. I lift up those that are sick and shut in today. Lord, I lift up those that cannot walk and cannot talk and cannot see. I lift those up today. Father God, I lift up our seniors today who may be going through physical challenges, Lord God. I lift them up and ask you to watch over them, to bless them, to guide them, to lead them, Father God, to show them the way, oh God, that only you can show, to do what only you can do, Father God. And I thank you, Lord, again, that you have blessed us with your son. The reason for this season, the reason for this holy season is Jesus. For there is no Christmas without Christ, Father God. We ask you, Father, to help us to understand that it is a celebration of his life. We all understand that, know your word, that no, he was not born on December 25th, but we celebrate him that day. Just as we celebrate you and he and the Holy Spirit every Sunday. Hallelujah. Lord, we ask you to please forgive us if we have offended you in any way. For what we do in love for you, oh God. And so I lift up Christ today. I lift up his Holy Spirit today. I lift up you, Father God, today. And ask that these words that I speak, Lord God, that come from your holy Bible, that they be acceptable in your sight, Father God. For you are the strength that I lean on. And you are my Redeemer. You are my Father. And I call you. I talk to you every day. Just as I would do my Father who raised me. I talk to him and my godmother every day because they were my parents and I loved them so much. And I miss them even now after over 30 years. But I know, Lord God, that they are absent from this earthly body and in your presence. So, Father God, I lift up families today as they get ready to go into Christmas Day. Those that are missing loved ones. Those that have just had loved ones leave this earth, that you, Lord God, will give them peace that surpasses all understanding, that you, Lord God, will give them hope in the future, oh God, that you, Lord God, will help them to be better than they've ever been because they know that their loved ones is in the presence of Jesus Christ. That they are with the Messiah, and that one day they will wear those long white robes. Hallelujah, because they are already with him. So, Lord God, I lift up all the saints that have passed on. I lift up families. I lift up children, that parents would tell them the truth of who you are and why we celebrate your son's birth. That there is no Christmas again, Lord God, without Christ. And that Jesus is the reason for this season. And it's not about a Santa Claus or a jolly old elf. Father God, we lift up your name today, believing and trusting in you, and praying that, Lord God, we will all do what we must do to be saved, set free, and filled with your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name I pray. Again, Father, increase as I do see. And let these words of my mouth, and from my humble heart, acceptable in your holy sight. Amen. Giving honor to God and praying for this voice not to go. Again, we're always looking for those that love the word of God and would like to read some morning. Please push the number 1 on your phone. All you have to do is call 213-943-3597. And again, gotta love the Lord and love his word, because it comes through that you love God and that you love what you're doing for him. Hallelujah, because this is not for me. This is for him, because we must get this word out. It is so important for people to know God's word and hear his word. We are living in some last evil days. There's so much crazy going on, dishonesty all over, and just downright evil. Folks being mean for no reason. And we got to pray. We got to lift up, and we got to believe. And this is the word that God gave me this morning, coming out of Micah. And it says, he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord. And that is a paraphrase from our scripture this morning. But that is what God gave me, was he shall stand, our Savior Jesus Christ, and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord. We are grateful that Jesus is Lord and we are his sheep. Hallelujah. And the word of God that came to Micah is this. Now it shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established on the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and people shall flow to it. Many nations shall come and say, come and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of just his ways, and we shall walk in his paths. For out of Zion the law shall go forth, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between many peoples and rebuke strong nations afar off. They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift a sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. But everyone shall sit under his vine and under his fig tree, and no one shall make them afraid. For the mouth of the Lord of hosts has spoken. For all people walk each in the name of his God, but we will walk in the name of the Lord our God forever and ever. In that day, says the Lord, I will assemble the lame. I will gather the outcast, and those whom I have afflicted, I will make the lame a remnant and the outcast a strong nation. So the Lord will reign over them in Mount Zion from now on, even forever. And you, O tower of the flock, the stronghold of the daughter of Zion, to you shall it come. Even the former dominion shall come, the kingdom of the daughter of Jerusalem. Now, why do you cry aloud? Is there no king in your midst? Has your counselor perished? For pains have seized you like a woman in labor. Be in pain and labor to bring forth a daughter of Zion, like a woman in birth pains. For now you shall go forth from the city. You shall dwell in the field, and to Babylon you shall go. There you shall be delivered. There the Lord will redeem you from the hand of your enemies. Now also many nations have gathered against you, who say, let her be defiled, and let her eye look upon Zion. But they do not know the thoughts of the Lord, nor do they understand his counsel. For he will gather them like sheaves to the threshing floor. Arise and thrash, O daughter of Zion, for I will make your horn iron, and I will make your hooves bronze. You shall beat in pieces many peoples. I will consecrate their grain to the Lord and their substance to the Lord of the whole earth. Now gather yourselves in troops, chapter 5 of Micah. O daughter of troops, he has laid siege against us. They will strike the judge of Israel with a rod on the cheek. This is that Christmas word. But you, Bethlehem, Ephrathite, though you are little among the thousands of Judea, yet out of you shall come forth to me the one to be ruler in Israel, whose going forth are from of old, from everlasting. Therefore he shall give them up until the time that she who is in labor has given birth. Then the remnant of his brethren shall return to the children of Israel, and he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord. Praise God. In the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they shall abide, for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth. And this one shall be peace when the Assyrians come into our land, and when he treads in our places, then we will rise against him 7 shepherds and 8 princely men. They shall waste with the sword the land of Assyria and the land of Nimrod at its entrances. Thus he shall deliver us from the Assyrians when he comes into our land. Then when he treads within our borders, then the remnant of Jacob shall be in the midst of many peoples, like dew from the Lord, like showers on the grass, that tarry for no man, nor wait for the sons of men. And the remnant of Jacob shall be among the Gentiles, in the midst of many peoples, like a lion among the beasts of the forest, like a young lion from flocks of sheep, who, if he passes through, both treads down and tears in pieces, and none can deliver. Your hand shall be lifted against your adversaries, and all your enemies shall be cut off. And it shall be in that day, says the Lord, that I will cut off your horses from your midst and destroy your chariots. I will cut off the cities of your land and throw down all your strongholds. I will cut off sorceries from your hand, and you shall have no soothsayers. Your carved image I will also cut off, and your sacred pillars from your midst. You shall no more worship the work of your hands. I will pluck your wooden images from your midst. Thus I will destroy your cities, and I will execute vengeance in anger and fury on the nations that have not heard. Woo! Can we say Micah just gave a revelation word. Yes, he did. Wow, what a word from God. Micah 4:2, life lesson. He will teach us his ways, and we shall walk in his path. And as Dr. Charles Stanley says, God does not leave us in the dark about his nature and will, and through his spirit, he enables us to reflect his nature and to do his will. We walk in his path when we follow Jesus to live through us, when we allow Jesus to live through us. We got to ask Jesus, Father God, Lord and Savior, come on in. Take control of me. Hallelujah. I give myself away, Lord, so you can use me for the betterment of your kingdom. Not our kingdom come, but his kingdom come. Come on now. Hallelujah. We are grateful to be children of God because he loves us like that. Thank you, God, for your son. Thank you, God, for loving us enough that you told us about him. Even in the Old Testament, you let us know our shepherd was coming. You let us know that mighty leader of the sheep would come, and he has come, and he will come again. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Micah 5:2, the one to be ruler in Israel who's going forth are from of old, from everlasting. Hallelujah. That just lets you know he is the word, and he was there in the beginning. When Jesus told the Pharisees before Abraham was, I am. Can y'all say that with me? Before Abraham was, I am. We all know John 8:58. He was simply restating what Micah said here, that the Messiah would be the eternal God come to earth in the flesh. But we know he had already been here. We know that he was in the fiery furnace. We know he was in the lion's den. We know he was in the burning bush. Hallelujah. We know he was in the night sky. And we know he was in the cloud by day. Hallelujah. We know he's always been there. And he shall be with us forevermore. He's with us now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for being with your children, even now. And the word of God said in Micah 5:4, which is where our word comes from today. And he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they shall abide. For now, he shall be great to the ends of the earth. We thank you, Jesus, for loving us enough to come to this wicked world for us, to take our horrible sins to the cross for us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And it says, during his earthly ministry, Jesus practically made this verse his motto when he said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. I am the good shepherard. John 10:11-14. Jesus is the good shepherd, and he's already laid down his life for us, his sheep. Hallelujah. How many of us can lay down our life for someone else? Oh, but Jesus did it just for me. Hallelujah. I'm grateful this morning that Jesus did it just for me, that he gave his life just for me, that he loved me enough to sacrifice everything just for me, just for me. Jesus came and did it just for me. Hallelujah. I love that song, and I love our Savior. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Your host is getting filled up this morning by the grace of God. Thank you, Lord. And this is what the Bible says about the meaning of Christmas. Christmas's true meaning is waning in many hearts and minds. The evidence is a growing use of season's greetings or happy holidays rather than Merry Christmas. Businesses and individuals who prefer not to mention Christmas claim they don't want to offend anyone. I say that if the traditional words containing Christ's name offend them, so be it. People will understand the authentic meaning of Christmas, will not worry about displeasing others. They will simply be thankful that they have a Savior to share. Christmas is a celebration of the historic moment when God came to earth in the person of Jesus Christ for the purpose of redeeming sinful man. The story begins not in a manger, but rather in Adam and Eve's garden. There the Lord initiated a genealogical line that would remain unbroken throughout centuries of slavery, famine, and turbulence, ultimately leading to the Messiah. Meanwhile, God prepared the world for Christ's arrival and impact. Roman conquest placed men like Caesar Augustus in charge. His call for a sense to serve God's purposes by leading Joseph and Mary to Bethlehem, where the prophesied Messiah was to be born. See Micah 5, 2 and 4, which we just read. And Roman influence also led to a network of roads, which would eventually enable Paul and others to spread the good news. God arranged all of this so that at just the right time, Jesus Christ would arrive on earth, baby, who would grow up to be our Savior, dying for mankind's sins. We should be truly thankful for Christmas. Again, no Christmas without Christ. No Christmas without Christ should be our motto as Christians. We shouldn't be afraid and have to say season's greetings, happy holidays, Merry Christmas. Because understand, you wouldn't be celebrating this day if it hadn't been for our Savior, Jesus Christ. So don't be afraid to say Merry Christmas. Don't be afraid to lift up the name of Jesus. Don't be afraid to say Christ is in this. Hallelujah. Jesus is in this. This is all about him. How Santa and his elves got involved, I don't know. But I know that we need to bring our Father back in it. Hallelujah. There is not one gift coming out of my house that says Santa on it. I can tell you that. Hallelujah. Because Santa ain't got nothing on Christ. We need to remind our children who is the reason for the season. And it is Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I get excited when I think about Jesus. I get giddy for Jesus, not just on the day, but every day. I get excited. I get happy when I think about my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I love him all the more because he loved me more. As they say, he loved me more to the moon and back. Hallelujah. And all the way into other spheres of the universe. He loves us like that. Psalms 145, verses 1 through 9. And it says, and again, this is all a continuation of our love for the Savior. And it says, I will extol, this is a praise of David. I will extol you, my God, O King. I will bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you. Oh, hallelujah. And I will praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. Got to read that again. It just got me all happy. I will extol you, my God, okay. And I will bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you, and I will praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. one generation shall praise your works to another and shall declare your mighty acts. I will meditate on the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wondrous works. Men shall speak of the might of your awesome acts, and I will declare your greatness. They shall utter the memory of your great goodness and shall sing of your righteousness. Praise the Lord. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and great in mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. And we, hallelujah, are his works. We are his works. And what does it say about us? The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. God's tender mercies are over us because we are his works. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Yes, I'm excited. Yes, his word is doing something to my spirit. Hallelujah. I'm thankful that I got to read this one more time, y'all. The Lord is good to all his tender mercies over all his works. I am a work of God. You are a work of God. And what does it say? The Lord is good to all his tender mercies. And his tender mercies are all over all his works. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your tender mercies over me, over my brothers and sisters, over all those that are listening this morning. Lord, your tender mercies are over us all. Hallelujah. Proverbs 30:11-14. There is a generation that curses its father. I think we're living in it. And does not bless its mother. There is a generation that is pure in its own eyes, yet is not washed from its filthiness. There is a generation on how lofty are their eyes, and their eyelids are lifted up when they say, oh, it's Gucci. Yeah. There is a generation whose teeth are like swords and whose fangs are like knives, to devour the poor from off the earth and the needy from among them. Unfortunately, family, think we're living in this generation right now. Where we have people that don't care about anybody but themselves. Don't care about anybody but themselves. And we know that is not of God. That's not of God. You gotta look up. You need to lift up the name of Jesus everywhere you go. We need to lift up the name of Jesus. And now we're back in our Revelation's word this morning. And as you all know, it is no joking matter. This word is a today word that we just read. We got so much selfishness, so many people not wanting to do right, just wanting self. It's all about me and not about anybody but me. And that's not of God. We got to help others because God has surely helped us. And this is the word of God from Revelation chapter 10. I saw still another mighty angel coming down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was on his head. His face was like the sun, and his feet like pillars of fire. He had a little book open in his hand, and he set his right foot on the sea and his left foot on the land and cried with a loud voice as when a lion roars. When he cried out, seven thunders uttered their voices. Now when the 700 uttered their voices, the seven thunders, excuse me. Now when the seven thunders uttered their voices, I was about to write, but I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, seal up the things which the seven thunders uttered, and do not write them. The angel whom I saw standing on the sea and on the land raised up his hand to heaven and swore by him who lives forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that are in it, the earth and the things that are in it, and the sea and the things that are in it, that there should be delay no longer, but in the days of the thundering of the seventh angel, when he is about to sound the mystery of God, would be finished, as he declared to his servants, the prophets. Then the voice which I heard from heaven spoke to me again and said, go, take the little book which is open in the hand of the angel who stands on the sea and on the earth. So I went to the angel and said to him, give me the little book. And he said to me, take and eat it, and it will make your stomach bitter, but it will be as sweet as honey in your mouth. Then I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it, and it was as sweet as honey in my mouth. But when I had eaten it, my stomach became bitter. And he told me, you must prophesy again about many people, nations, and tongues, and kings. And some life lessons from this word are there in Revelation 10 and 4. Seal up the things which the seven thunders uttered, and do not write them. God reveals to us the things he wants us to know. He does not reveal details about the future to satisfy our curiosity. Thank you, Jesus. And I want to read that what Dr. Stanley says one more time, because he did not let him write down what the seven thunders said. It is a secret. It is something that we will find out in the last day. And it says this, God reveals to us the things he wants us to know. He does not reveal details about the future to satisfy our curiosity, but to motivate and equip us to live for him today with passion, holiness, and joy. What a word. Thank you, Dr. Sam. Revelation 10 and 7, the mystery of God would be finished, as he declared to his servants, the prophet. History is moving relentlessly to a predetermined conclusion. We must not know what will happen from day to day, but we already know how every thing will turn out. God triumphs, and we triumph with him. Praise the Lord, everybody. Revelations 10 and 9, take and eat it, and it will make your stomach bitter, but it will be as sweet as honey in your mouth. The word of God. That it is always a joy to read and proclaim the word of God. But some of that word, like the passages, describe catastrophic divine judgment, give us no pleasure either to the prophets or to the Lord. And that is so true. We read some things that are like bitterness coming out of us. Everything is not hunky-dory in the word. It's sometimes violent. It's awful what happens in your life. Women and children, yes, everything happens for a purpose and a reason. And God is wanting to get our attention. He has definitely got mine. Again, thank you, Father God, for all things great and small.
this morning. I ask you to watch between each and every one of us. Watch between me and thee while we are absent one from each other. In the holy and precious name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. In his name.
That is our word for this morning. I'm thankful for it. I'm thankful to God that he gave it to us this morning. And I'm thankful for each and every one of you who joined us today. And before we get out of here, a word from our sister in Christ in its own point this morning. Good morning. No weapon formed against you will prosper when God is on your side. Can the church say amen? No weapon formed against you will prosper when God is on your side. And what did he just tell us? What did he say in his word? What are we to him? He loves us like that. God loves us. And what does he say? The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. The Lord is good to all. Tender mercies are over all his works. Again, no weapon formed against you will prosper when God is on your side. Have a motivated Monday is what our sister told us. And that is what we will do. Have a motivated Monday. Thankful, grateful, and blessed to know that we are God's children and his tender mercies are all over us. Why? Because he loved us like that. So I thank you all for joining me this morning as we move through the word of God. And again, please pray and ask God what Bible we will be coming out of in the new year, because we will start on Sunday, January 2nd, in our new word. And we will be covering January 1st on New Year's Eve. We will get January 1st up to the second Old Testament, and January 1st up to the second or third on the first Sunday. I'm thankful, Lord God, that you gave us such a mighty, mighty word. And as we wrap up, family, just remember, as I've said from the beginning of this blog, that Jesus is the reason for this season, and that he shall stand and feed his flock. Hallelujah. He shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord. We are belong to Jesus, and he belongs to us. Our Micah chapter 5 verses 2 through 4, in Psalms 145 verses 1 through 9, which we have read this morning. I am grateful that we have a God that serves and a God that loves us more than anything. We are blessed beyond measure. So keep God first in whatever you do. Remember that there is no Christmas without Christ. Thank you so much, family. That's all I got this morning, and I have to go to work. So I thank God for all of you. And I praise him with my whole heart, knowing that his tender mercies are all over me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your tender mercies. Thank you, love, Lord, for your loving kindness toward us, your creation. And again, I thank you all for listening in. I praise the name of the Lord, and I lift you all up again, please. Keep families that are suffering bereavement this week and have suffered this year. Please keep them in your prayers. And please keep my church in your prayers. Again, we have had children lose parents this year, two mothers and now a father. And I ask you to please keep the children of Table of Life Ministries in your prayers.
In the name of Christ Jesus, we pray that they all will do okay. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you all again. Be blessed. And know that there is only one God. And he created it all. You and me. And his tender mercies are all over us. In Jesus' name, I pray over you and yours again. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent one from each other. Thank you all again for watching, for listening, and for tuning in. And again, I look forward to tomorrow when we can do this again, the Lord's will. Have a blessed day, family. What do we say? It is a wrap. Why? Because it's time to go to work. What do we work for? We work for God. But before we get out of here, just one more prayer. I need all of you to pray in accordance with me. And it is for one of the mothers of this ministry, Mother Bowie, who is having some physical challenges right now. And I ask you to keep she and her family, to include Mother Rita in your prayers as we go forth into this Christmas week. Please keep our mothers in your prayers. And we just pray, Father in heaven, we come to you this morning with a humble heart, Lord God, lifting up the name of Jesus and those that we love and care about. We ask you, Father God, for healing of Mother Bowie, Lord God. We ask you to continue giving Mother Rita strength, oh God, for there would be no Blog Talk moving forward without Mother Rita. And I thank God for her. I thank God for her presence every day. I thank God for her sister. I thank God for our other sister. I thank God for the mothers in my life, from Aunt Jan. I thank God for Mother Valerie. And I thank God for Mother Rita, who are God's daughters and who love each other more than anything besides you, oh God. I ask you to bless Mother Bowie. I ask you to bless Aunt Ann. I ask you to bless Mother Rita and Mother Valerie, oh God. I ask you to bless pastors today, oh God, those that are doing the work that they are called to do. Lord, I thank you for all those that tune in. I thank you for the men and women of God who have poured into my life. And I ask you, Lord God, on this day to watch over them, to bless grandparents raising grandchildren, to bless mothers who are sticking in with their kids, to bless fathers who have not left home, but are fathers in every sense. And Lord God, I bless bereaved families, asking you, Father, to be with them. For your word has told us today that your tender mercies are all around us. Lord God, we're asking for your tender mercies this morning to bless sick, to bless the shunning, to bless all your children. In Jesus' name. That is all we have this morning. I thank God for you again and ask you to continue lifting up our brothers and sisters in Christ. And continue telling your children the truth about Christmas, that there is no Christmas without Christ. And you'll hear me say that all this week, because there is no Christmas without Christ. Jesus is the reason for the season. Thank you so much, family. I'm getting a little hoarse this morning because, again, I told you it's cold. But I know I'm warm inside because the Lord God has lit a fire in me. Thank you so much and be blessed. It's a wrap.